from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
But I want to get into this right now, as we'll dive right into some baseball. Don't look now in the National League West, and I've used this phrase before, objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. The Arizona Diamondbacks and the San Diego Padres are on an absolute tear right now, as both of them sit 3.5 games behind the Doyers. They are both 8-2 in their last 10, and there is something about these two teams that just says, we have hit it. It's mid-August, and we aren't going anywhere. And for the Diamondbacks, this is without Christian Walker.
To expand on...
And the Padres without Fernando Tatis.
To expand on that last 10, I believe the Padres are 18 of their last 21. Yeah, they have been very, very impressive. Diamondbacks have been just as impressive on the offensive end as well. I mean, they had a great series against the Phillies, putting up a lot of runs there. And the Dodgers, and we'll get into this a little bit about some other teams and quote unquote best teams in the major leagues. It's just, they've been underwhelming lately and they've given up ground against these two teams. Now I know that they've had their injury woes as well, but they have gotten one of their stars back, but, yeah, blink twice, Padres and Diamondbacks are right there behind them.
Yeah. Which leads me to this question. When you watch these two teams, you know, which one's the scarier one to you?
I'm going to give the lean to the Padres. I was looking at everything today. I'm giving them the slight offensive nod, even though the Diamondbacks have been playing really good on the offensive end. But as far as like 1-9, I'm giving it to the Padres. Pitching is pretty even this year as well. As far as starting pitching goes,
I would agree.
Slightly better bullpen for the Padres overall as the season goes. Lately, the Padres for sure, but just taking the whole season into account, April through August here, mid-August, I'm giving the slight lean to the Padres.
I think what's interesting is not because I'm this way, but it's interesting because everything you say, Joe, you're not wrong, but I lean Arizona.
Like, hey, they got the deep playoff experience now,
yeah,
right?
There's that. You know, we love Torey Lovullo, like we love him. Like we love him on this show. We sang his praises all through the playoffs last year. But there's something about it. Josh Bell seems to have a nice resurgence in Arizona.
It's amazing what happens when you get out of Miami.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, you get to a place and you can go. Now, the pitching I'm a little more worried about in Arizona than, say, San Diego. But they're doing this without Christian Walker. Now, again, Josh Bell fills that gap there at first base. But I think the biggest thing for me is one of the future stars of the game is finally coming on, and that's Corbin Carroll. Like he had such a rough season to the All-Star break and even most of July, and now he's kind of found his groove. I watched him hit a triple the other day. He plays great defense in the outfield. My only question with Arizona, I like them right now, but long term, that's where I kind of move with you, Joe. Is Ketel Marte. he's kind of got this like Kyle Tucker injury going on right now where it seems like you should be out a couple days and then all of a sudden Kyle Tucker's done for the year.
Well, and the other
I worry if Ketel Marte is that same way.
Well, and the other night when he injured his ankle, he continued to play, then left the game, and then it was like, oh, he'll be fine. Now he's getting an MRI and sitting out today. And so I wonder if baseball is very weird in the sense of where teams are very hush-hush on their injuries, and a 10-day turns into a 60-day turns into a done for the year.
Yeah, that's why I compared him to Kyle Tucker. Is like all of a sudden Kyle Tucker's like, yeah, he's done.
It didn't look that bad. It was just on a swing. It looked like he kind of just twisted up his ankle a little bit. I can't imagine he's going to be out for an extended period of time. It'd be pretty shocking if he was, because again, it just didn't seem that bad. And the fact that he kept playing on it, you know, adrenaline is definitely a huge thing. But if they lose him, then this definitely swings in the Padres' favor. And they just got Bogaerts back recently, who is having an underwhelming season as far as power running RBIs go.
Efficiency.
Yeah, exactly. As far as output, what you're getting for your dollars. But he's not terrible. He's batting .270. So maybe he starts to pick it up a little bit more. But, I mean, Kim has been awesome for them. Again, they don't have Tatis, but when he comes back, he's going to be a huge help for them. Machado's been super clutch for them lately.
That's the veteran on the team that gets you through bad times.
On the field and at the batting box as well, even more clutch is the young kid out in center field, though.
Yeah, Cronenworth has been really good for him. But yeah, that team lives and dies with Jurickson Profar. I mean, how do we get Jurickson Profar an MVP here?
Well, I wasn't talking about him. I was talking about
Jackson Merrill. Yeah, yeah, the kid in center.
Dude, he's
I can't believe we've gone this far and you are correcting me of maybe the most amazing player in baseball this year in Jurickson Profar, and we're talking about everybody instead of him.
Right, exactly. But Jackson Merrill, I want to say something the other day. He's got like the most game time or walk off home runs in a season for a player under 21, tied with Mel Ott and
I know that guy.
God, it was someone else. I think it was school together. I think it was Frank Robinson.
Oh, also know that guy.
Pretty good.
We used to work at the bar together, me and Frank. Yeah.
So I really like the Padres offense, top to bottom. Guy who's on the mound for him this year, Michael King. He's been great for them this year as well.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, and we look at some guys that are kind of coming on really strong late in the year. You know, I've been watching... Even before he threw the no-hitter, I've been kind of watching Blake Snell, kind of like, oh, he's really kind of coming to form. But he's on a team that's not ready to compete right now. But his counterpart on a team that is ready to compete right now, and that's Dylan Cease. And as much as Zach Gallen is phenomenal, Brandon Pfaadt is the kid with some flair. Obviously, Montgomery was the big pickup for them, but he's been kind of a disaster for Arizona this year.
Yeah.
Dylan Cease is, let's put it this way. If you look at the National League West, of the three teams that are competing, Arizona, San Diego, and the Dodgers. Is there a better, more consistent starting pitcher on either three of those teams than Dylan Cease?
I mean, probably not.
Between those three
in the NL West. Has there been more consistent than Dylan Cease?
Consistent, it's probably, I mean, you can maybe say Glasnow, but as far as...
Oh, yeah, there's Glasnow. I don't know why I completely forgot, like, my favorite pitcher in baseball, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, 1A, 1B between those two. But Cease has been awesome from day one for the Padres.
Am I really sitting here talking myself into the Padres? Is that what's going on
right now? Let me try to add just a little bit. I feel like you haven't mentioned this fact to talk you further into the Padres. Is their manager, Mike Schilt. I think a lot of the national media was confused as hell when the Cardinals fired him. I'm sure that there was, like, I remember reports of some sort of, like, disagreement with the front office or whatever, but pretty sure he was coming off, like, a 90-win season the year they fired him. And he's shown that, yes, he can manage a team very well. I think San Diego got him on the cheap because Bob Melvin had kind of left them lagging, trying to jump to San Francisco. And the team found a diamond in the rough that essentially it seems like baseball kind of forgot about, didn't want to give him a job for the last 3 years. But Mike Schilt has been amazing and offered that steady presence that you need.
Yeah, and I think what's interesting from the tingle, from Jace Tingler, to Bob Melvin. God,
jeez.
San Diego was teetering on, not as bad as the White Sox, but teetering on some really culture issues. Some bad contracts. We're short on money. We don't know if we're going to be able to pay players. And all, Jordan, to your credit, like, Schilt has righted that ship. Like, they seem to be like, okay, we're focused on baseball. This is what we do.
It was definitely at the beginning of the year when they made that Cease trade. I think they might have made another move where we were just kind of like, man, do the Padres, do they have delusions of grandeur and thinking that they're better than they are?
And is Cease overrated? Like, did you pay too much for him? Is he any good?
And yeah, I mean, credit to them because they knew what they had. They trusted in themselves. And again, it's a marathon baseball season. We've seen it year after year, and they're starting to hit their stride at the right time.
Didn't Jace Tingler replace Andy Green too?
Yes.
Which was another 3-year run, basically mediocre, terrible season. So yeah, I mean, it just further speaks to, like, the culture is right there now.
I think the biggest challenge San Diego is going to have to run in, or I'll start with this. The biggest challenge that Arizona is going to run into is when Christian Walker comes back, can he be the Christian Walker that led them to the World Series? Will Josh Bell fall off? Can Corbin Carroll stay hot? My biggest concern for San Diego is Jurickson Profar. Okay, this guy has been he can play any position, but he's bounced from team to team to team. He was on Texas, he was in Oakland, now he's in San Diego. But I mean, the guy's batting .297, he has an OPS of .882. He's got 72 RBIs for a guy that's batting leadoff. Like, can he be this sustainable? Because we haven't seen in his entire career. That's my question.
Yeah.
My question is him. He's been their best player, without a doubt. I could sit here. I need like an hour or two to build a case, like a lawyer style. But I could argue you that Jurickson Profar, if San Diego makes the playoffs, which it looks like they will, should win the MVP.
Goo. Yeah, I mean, I'm still leaning Shohei just because of the numbers he's put up.
And Shohei is Shohei.
And he's going to just get the benefit of the doubt
regardless. He hit a bomb into the second deck in Milwaukee today.
Not surprised. What is that, 35 on the year now?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, he could definitely be getting to 50 by the time it's all over. But Jurickson is not too far off. He leads the Padres in WAR. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see where he is compared to the rest of the National League. I know there were some people trying to kind of put in the nod for Ketel Marte in his MVP campaign. But again, when you stacked up his numbers against Shohei led like every category over him. I don't know if it was Buster Olney. I think it was Buster on a show a few weeks ago, but he was like, I don't know, watch out for De La Cruz over in Cincinnati winning MVP. And I was like, man, I can't remember the last time a mediocre to non-playoff team had an MVP.
The answer is the Texas Rangers and Alex Rodriguez in the early 2000s. I think that's it.
There's one escaping me. I feel like there was one more after that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was...
Did Miggy's Triple Crown, did they go to the playoffs?
Gosh, that's a good question.
Maybe it's that.
I'm really trying to remember, because I feel like 10 years ago there was someone who won the MVP, and I was like, oh, their team kind of sucks, though. Like, they're not even making the playoffs, but they just had a stellar year. I don't think it was Pedroia.
Well, his MVP's, he had a good year. But
I hate that guy.
Yeah, that he hit like 330 and won MVP because of his defense.
Yeah, I'll find out. But yeah, he was trying to say De La Cruz was going to maybe get MVP votes and win the MVP. And I was like, I don't know.
No.
It's just, he's had a great year, but to me, it's Shohei's lose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.